The Pocahontas County High School Forestry Team has won the National Forestry Team Championship, competing against other state champion forestry teams from across the United States. To learn more about this amazing accomplishment, we spoke to Scott Garber, the school's forestry teacher.
We traveled to Indianapolis, Indiana, towards the end of October for the National Forestry Competition. There were roughly 47 teams. Weather was great, kids were great, had a good trip out. This team prepared and prepared and prepared. It was one of those teams that when they got out of school, they worked a lot on their own. We have a binder that I made up for each one of them. And occasionally they would get together on their own and go out in the woods and work at what is on the competition. When we got out there, the weather was just perfect. And they really took the bull by the horns. This group of kids did very well. I think the practicums that were there were timber cruising, compass and pacing, wood product ID, written test, a business exam, a team event where they all work together through 50 questions so they get to see how they work as a group. Then there's a general knowledge test, which is broken up into outside practicums and inside practicums.
Who all was on the team?
Kyle Conower, Jacob Jones, Brandon Puffenbarger, and Matthias Soliday. Teams that go to nationals and has success, usually one or two, really excels and gets in the top five individuals. We didn't have that. We had two in the top 10, number 8 and number 10, and then we had number 11 and 28 individually. There were other states that had two actually in the top five, but it's broken down into gold medal individuals, silver medal individuals, and bronze. We were the only state that had four individuals in the gold medal category. We didn't have anyone excel, but we had a great team. Our guys were very consistent, and that's what separated them from all the other states. They were good at everything. They weren't great at one particular thing, but boy, they were just good at everything. Didn't have any weaknesses. And Kyle, he had a groin issue from soccer, so his pace was a little off for what he's used to doing. Right after our state competition, his issue popped up again, and of course we had compass and pacing, which was one we were hoping we wouldn't have for his sake, but he knocked it out of the park as well. We did have a lot of folks that helped us get to the competition. We send out letters asking for sponsorship, and we had quite a few folks that did that, so a big thanks goes out to them. And I can't do an interview without thanking the main people. My wife, Rebecca, without her supporting me at home, I would never get to spend the time with these great kids. And then my two boys, Wade and Reed, as well. And then the staff at school, they also supported us very well. We've had a lot of community backing as well. And I think it's a lot to do with the character of the kids.
Following our interview, Mr. Garber contacted me with a couple of additional thoughts. He wanted to acknowledge that this was the first time his son Wade was able to accompany him to the Nationals. Garber also wanted it known that even though this is not a typical sport, it has the longest season running for 6 months, from May through October. He also wanted us to know that while at Nationals, the team attended an FFA special meeting at which President Trump spoke. Finally, in a sadder note, Garber said that on the day before the team left to go to Nationals, Lindsey Gay Lambert, who was on the 2014 PCHS forestry team that won second place in the Nationals, passed away in a traffic accident. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.